11 blocks from my door to your doorstep. 3 years later and it feels too close. I thought I broke the last of that breakdown the morning I sold your winter coat. It doesn't feel right when I'm grabbing a coffee. The same old spot, but I'm on my own. I feel okay in the day, but at nighttime, you know how I get when I'm alone. 'Cause my mind won't stop, it's just from your door to this party. I caught myself counting on the way. And right when I stepped in the door to the party, I stepped outside to grab a smoke. You know how I get when I'm alone, no. 'Cause my mind won't stop, it's just 14 blocks. I know.
At the Andy Grammer Gavin DeGraw tour. I'm very excited because I'm sitting down with opening act Rabel. How's it going?
Pretty good. I made it.
You had an adventure getting here today.
Yes, quite the adventure.
So you were off for a couple days.
Yeah, I snuck away to LA and didn't tell anyone really. Our bus broke down. It's still in Colorado. But my tour manager, Ben, is the best tour manager in the whole world and somehow miraculously showed up today with the prettiest bus and all our stuff from the old bus.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he deserves all of the kudos.
Besides for that, for the bus problems, how's it been touring with Gavin and Andy?
It's been really kind of surreal. I've been such a fan of both of them, and so it's a weird feeling to be a fangirl and then be like on stage with them.
It's like you have to switch into two different modes.
Totally.
Like freaking out when you're watching them and then acting
totally.
Like it's totally chill when you're performing.
Right, be like, oh hey, what's up? Yeah, cool.
I even feel like that when I interview people that I'm huge fans of. I'm like, you're a professional today.
Right. It's like, everybody calm down. But no, it's been really cool. I've been, I kind of get to fangirl every night. I got like a really nice camera before the tour. And so I'll play my set and then I'll like go out and take like really creepy close-up pictures.
Awesome.
And like post them on Twitter.
Yeah, you'll have so many good memories when you're
absolutely.
Done doing that. And so when you are planning your set for a show like this, tell us about, you know, your current music and how you sort of put that together.
Yeah, it was this is my first tour. It's my first time playing with a band.
This is a really good first tour.
Yeah,
I think.
I'll take it.
I think most people would be pretty happy.
Yeah,
touring
absolutely, absolutely. So it's been really fun to kind of bring everything to life live in a new way, because I'm used to playing like 30, 50, maybe 100 cap rooms with a piano, and that's it.
No backing band or
nothing,
anything. Yeah.
Like my last show I played was at Rockwood, stage 3 in the basement in New York City with like 60 people. And I think I played for 70 minutes and maybe played 9 songs. Because I was like sitting Indian style on the piano bench talking the whole time. So it's been interesting to kind of try to keep that feeling, but in an opening set, which is always interesting, people are kind of funneling in
right.
and all that, but kind of trying to keep that kind of intimacy in the set. So I open up the set just acoustic, and then a lot of times I'll close the set acoustic.
And do you still find time to sort of weave in those personal stories as an opener?
For sure, for sure. I can't, like, not, I think I always, at least once a night, be like, okay, I have to, shut up. Because I'll just talk and talk and talk. Oh, and then I'll hear in my ears, like, you only have 4 minutes left. And I'm like, oh, I'm halfway through the story about my grandma. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, your latest single is 11 Blocks. Tell us more about the story behind that song.
Oh, gosh. 11 Blocks is a very, very true story. I think it's kind of, in some ways, the truest thing I've written. I always write from my experience and my life. But there was something about that that's... It felt super-duper page out of the diary. My... like first love. It sounds so cliche. I need to come up with something different.
I think everyone can relate to it.
I guess
though.
It's true. Every time I say
it's
it,
only
I'm like,
a cliche ugh. Because it's true.
It's very true. And he moved 11 blocks away from me after we broke up, which is so close.
It's, yeah.
And like in New York, I go to New York a bunch, and I'll tell that story, and everyone's like, "Everyone, we all live 11 blocks away. You can like get on the subway, or you're right. like, the blocks are like." I don't know, everyone in Manhattan is pretty much 11 blocks away. But LA is so spread out, and there's all these different neighborhoods, and I'm like, you know where I live? What are you doing?
Yeah, why couldn't you pick somewhere else?
Yeah, pick anywhere else. So I wrote a song about it. I felt weird, and I don't drive, so I walk everywhere. And so I found myself, like, literally counting the blocks, which it feels a little pathetic, the whole thing. But the more I kind of talk about it, and the more people hear the song and stuff, they're like, no, like, somebody be like, no, mine's like 9 years ago, and I like still am like driving past being like, what are you doing?
Yeah, do you hear a lot of feedback from people being like, I related to this for any of your songs?
Even at that show in New York, somebody from the crowd is like, mine lives 2 floors down, and I was like, oh, that sucks. And it's so amazing to have people come up and be like, I keep listening to your song 11 Blocks, and da 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 da, and this is how I relate to it, or whatever it is. But kind of maybe even better than that, if that's fair to say, is when people are like, I've never heard of you, and I don't even know how to pronounce your name, and I have no idea who you are, or what you're doing, or why you're here, but you just made me cry, and, like, I just felt all of your little stories and all of your little songs, and, like, it's the best.
Because it's like a surprise. You go to a show, you know, ready to see Andy Grammer, and you know his songs from the radio, and then you discover something totally new, and it's so exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just as exciting for me, kind of, to have that happen. And the tour's been full of, like, kind of just crazy. It's all new to me. I keep saying, like, I was doing some radio interview the other day, and he's asking me some questions, and I was like, no, I'm new here. Like, I'm not used to this. The first few times, people are like, can you sign this? I'm like, I don't have a marker. Like, I didn't ever thought about this. Yeah, like, what do you want me to sign? I don't know.
So what's been your favorite memory on the tour so far? I know you were saying earlier you played the Greek.
Yeah. That was probably it. I did sign like a plush stuffed donut at the Washington State Fair and a beer can and a shoe.
Oh.
And a cell phone case.
Cell phone case is pretty normal.
Yeah, I guess. That one has been recurring, but the donut was interesting. But yeah, I think the biggest memory for me is the Greek. I got a tattoo the next day to kind of remember it. But I've lived in LA for 9 years. I've never even been to the Greek. The tickets are too expensive.
Yeah.
And so, first of all, to even just be there was so amazing, and to see it, and as the sun's setting, it's like this beautiful setting. I don't know if you've ever been there.
I haven't. It's on my bucket list.
You gotta go.
I feel like it's Red Rocks, like these iconic venues.
I played
venues.
Red Rocks.
Oh, did you?
After we played in, what? It's in Colorado.
Yep.
I'm like so out of it.
It's hard to know where I was.
After we played in, just outside of Denver.
Yep.
In Broomfield. Do you know Marshmallow?
Do you know Marshmallow?
I was texting with him, and he's like, I'm playing Red Rocks tonight. And I was like, I'm in Colorado, let's do our song.
Oh, wow.
So we did our song together, which was a memory. My mom was there.
That's...
We, like, rolled up in this, like, suburban. And,
that's
like,
so amazing.
Like, it was very fun. But the Greek, I cried, like, 3 or 4 times on stage, and people just kept clapping.
I don't blame you.
I got, like, several standing ovations. Like, several? That's so messed up.
And that's a tough crowd there. They're not going to just cheer for anybody.
It was so cool. And then when I came out to, like, meet people at the merch thing, I didn't know what the big, like, I was like, why are there so many, like, I just want to, like, go over here. Like, what are all these people waiting for? And then as soon as I, like, walked and peeked my head out, they all started screaming.
Oh,
and
my
I
gosh.
Got really scared, so I ran back backstage. And then I heard some lady go, it's okay. And so I came back out, and they had to, like, have security move them because it was, like, too many people. And
that
I was
had
just,
to
like,
be a really surreal moment.
It was so overwhelming in such a good way. I'm just, like, I just kept wanting to be, like, are you sure that this is what you're... And then their sets are starting, and the people are still, like, with me. I'm like, are you sure you don't want... Like, you can go. I'm like, no, this is, like...
Oh, that's so awesome.
We want to meet you. We want to, like, talk to you. We want to whatever.
I also wanted to ask you about some of your collaborations, because I'm really interested in that you've worked with Kesha, Ellie Goulding.
Yeah.
How do those sort of partnerships come about?
Through the most random kind of ways. Kesha's, like, my sister, pretty much. We have... Her handwriting on my arm, and she has mine somewhere on her foot, which seems more painful. I think I've made.
So you've known her for a while.
I've known her for a couple of years, yeah. And so we've written together, and she's kind of become like.
She's evolving, definitely.
She's so amazing. She's truly one of the most beautiful people that I've ever met, and she's been like one of my first calls on tour, even it kind of since I signed and since this has all kind of happened. I've called her in the times of, like, there can be so many ups and downs, and, like, 1 minute it's 100 miles an hour and everybody's, like, singing your praises, and then 10 minutes later your manager has to go, you know, fly out of town, and your friends all have to work tomorrow so they go home, and everyone from the label has to go home, they go to work, and I'm, like, standing outside my hotel in New York in, like, my fancy Paul Smith suit and my Prada loafers alone, smoking a cigarette, being like, what happened? This was like the best night of my life, and then now I'm just here, kind of.
Well, it's great that you have people like her that you can reach out to.
So I literally called her that night, and I was like, what is this feeling? And she's like, that's what it is. You have to remind yourself that, like, to just stay level and be like, none of the kind of hype stuff, that's not what it's about. But it's so easy to just kind of get swept up and caught up and, like, oh my gosh, everything's amazing. And then it's like, just calm down. Everything's great, but, like, just, like, live it.
Is there anyone you're co-writing with now or hoping to work with soon?
I'm doing... Most of the writing for the record is done. I just had a song come out with Idina Menzel.
Oh, wow.
Adele Nazeem.
We're big fans of hers.
I love
to check
her.
Out all this music.
Yeah, it's a song called Everybody Knows. It's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. It was kind of hard to watch it go. I wrote it for my first record that never came out, but I wrote it with Greg Wells, which is brilliant. And
she ended up
putting it on her album. Yeah, I went out there and we did some writing, and then you never kind of know what's going to end up
right. Until
it comes out. And then, it's Everybody Knows. I just love it. I'm so proud of that song.
Yeah, you never know where a song is going to end up, and any artist I'm a fan of, I feel like there's probably this huge back catalog of amazing songs that you never hear, so...
And some really, really, really bad ones. Like, a lot of really bad ones. At least in my case.
Do you feel like you have to write a certain number of bad ones to get a good one, or is it... It varies.
It totally varies. Because a lot of my record, I wrote, like, within 2 months of writing 11 blocks. Because it just felt like something opened up, and it was flowing and flowing and flowing. But there's a lot of bad songs that get written. But it's true that you never know. Like the Ellie Goulding song, for example.
That was Devotion, right?
Devotion.
Yeah.
I wrote that with my friend Klaus Åhlund in Sweden, which is another funny travel story. I missed a flight by a day. We got to the airport at like 6 a.m. on like a Thursday, and our flight, we called it traveling. She's like, we're running a little late. I left my passport in my apartment. We're in London. And I'm like, da da da. And she's like, your flight was Wednesday at 6 a.m. I was like, okay, great. So, but I flew in and we wrote this song called Bodies in Motion. And then
it's clicking together now.
Yeah. And then he played it for her and she loved it.
Is there any new single or new video release coming up soon we can look forward to?
The 11 Blocks video just came out.
Yes. Everyone check that out.
Yeah. I'm really proud of that. I love the director. He was really the best. And I'm happy. It was weird. It's weird. Videos are weird. I'm trying to figure out, like, what is this going to be? How do you...
You have a vision in your head, and then you sort of have to see what it comes together as in reality.
And but it was a really great collaboration, and I'm really proud of that. And then we have Marshmello and I are releasing a song called Ritual.
Cool.
I don't have a release date on it, but soon. And then putting together my record, 11 Blocks will probably run still for a while. We're kind of still pushing that, and definitely Italy, 11 Blocks World.
Yeah.
But, and then I'm working on finishing my record.
And do you want to let everyone know where they can find you on social media and everywhere like that?
Yes.
You're very active.
Oh gosh, too active. Twitter, if you dare, is at Rabel. It's W-R-A-B-E-L. Twitter is that. Instagram. Snapchat. I haven't been using it that much, but it's Rabel backwards. L-E-V-A-R-W. Somebody took Rabel.
Oh, that sucks.
I know. I was like, who would do that to me? It's probably like my dad. It's like, give me $20. And Facebook, Rabel.
Cool.
Tinder.
Well, thank you so much. We're so excited to see your set tonight.
Thank you very much. I'm excited. But my mind won't stop. It's just 11 blocks. I'm no
from my door to your doorstep. 3 years later, and it feels too close.